Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson, simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's May 1st, it's May Day, it's high holiday for the communists worldwide. The first day of May, and it's a Tuesday, and that is 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 47 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 58 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's going to start raining here in a day or two. I mean, it's just this winter does not want to go away. Anyways, let's see what we have to open up with here. Freddie Mac launches 3% down mortgage with no income restrictions. Wow, man. I think we got a rerun coming here, people, and we better look into it. And we'll do that as soon as we return.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Thank you for
bringing you the word from the trenches. Please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Freddie Mac launches 3% down mortgage with no income restrictions. Now, this is what they did back in 2006 and 7 and 8, when they had the derivatives fraud. Now, wasn't it? They put out all of those loans out there, and there were people out there, you know, they're going to lay this out like every poor person's going to go get a loan they can't pay. But I know a lot of people who went out, they were two people working, you know, and trying to buy a house, not making a whole lot over minimum wage. And, you know, they got those damn loans, and I mean, it was an outrageous thing, and, they kept their payments up until, well, the banks pulled all the credit, they lost their jobs, they lost their 401ks, and they lost the houses, and they're the, you know, they were made out to be the bad guys and all of it, not the goddamn, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the ones that put it out there, or the regulators who, rated the derivatives as, AAA derivatives, those junk loans. and now you got Netanyahu, man, he's up at the, podium right here in the United States telling us why we got to get rid of this agreement with Iran. We got to go to war with Iran. You see, they've got weapons of mass destruction. I even heard the words yellow cake uranium the other day, people. It's time. You see, they run this scam back in 2000 and, like I said, 2008, you know, with the derivatives of fraud that they, when they put the loans out, and then coupled with a war, man, I'm telling you, there's trillions of dollars to be made here. And it's like they're doing the same things with the Iran thing. It's the same goddamn pitch. And that's what it is. It's a pitch for war. We need to go take Iran because Netanyahu comes up and shows a bunch of documents. So they show they were further along on their nuclear program than they said. So he comes up and tells us we need to remove that agreement between the United States and Iran that has nothing to do with the goddamn state. He has, you know, the thing is, it has nothing to do with representing our people or our interests anywhere in this goddamn world. It is just a straight, I mean, the Jews are coming out and saying we run the goddamn show. That's what this whole thing comes down to. And now you got Steve Mnuchin, the head of Goldman Sachs. I mean, he's right there in the White House. He's your treasurer. And they're going to do this to us again, people. They're going to freaking do this to us again. Let's get into it. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Joe STP. For discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. It's been a while since the U.S. made a wholesale push to get more cash and income-strapped households into ever more unaffordable American dream of owning a house. 3 years to be exact, which is when nationalized housing agency Freddie Mac last rolled out a conventional mortgage that only required a 3% down payment for certain borrowers. And this is exactly what they did. That's where all the bad loans came from, remember? They blamed it on the poor people. But I know a lot of poor people that were paying on their goddamn bills. Well, Spike, he lost his house. He was paid, never missed a payment. But he lost it, too, when they went and started selling these loans after they'd already cashed in on them. And make sure you understand all those bad loans that they put out. We paid off those contracts 100 cents on the dollar. They never lost a nickel. We borrowed the money from them to pay off those loans, those bad loans they made, those junk loans that were made into, and the ones that were made into, you think that the people who lost their 401ks from those falsely rated AAA derivatives, you think they got their money back from anybody? You think that they got their 100% on the, or 100 cents on the dollar back? Because I'm here to tell you they didn't. And like I said, they're doing this again right in our face. It's like a fucking rerun. Why don't you just take, I mean, they have the technology, just change the dates and, you know, you could have Rumsfeld up there selling you this shit. And Georgie Bush. Good times are, I mean, the good times are here, man. They're telling us, you know, happy days are here again. Get some money, get in debt. We'll give loans to people. Well, you're going to love this article. The problem is that what modest requirements the mortgage program had back in 2015 meant that most Americans who needed access would be excluded. The program, which was described at the time, was designed for qualified, that being the key word, low and moderate income borrowers, i.e. millennials, saw limited progress over the last few years, with FHFA Director Mel Watt telling Congress last year that Freddie's 3% down program, along with a similar one from Fannie Mae, was continuing to grow. These are the people that should have went to jail. There should be no Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They should have been bankrupted out of existence. No, we paid it all off, people. You ready to pay off some more? It just wasn't growing fast enough, because while putting 3% down may not have been especially challenging for most Americans, having even the modest income required to go along with it was. So fast forward to last week, when Freddie Mac announced on Tuesday it was about to supercharge its 3% down program and launch a widespread expansion of the offering, when it announced that it is rolling out a new conventional 3% down payment option for qualified first-time home buyers, effectively the same as the 2015 program, with one small difference. There would be no geographic restrictions. More importantly, there no longer will be any income restrictions. I mean, this is deliberate. You know, they make out, of course, they're going to make these loans out by the hundreds of millions of dollars worth, because you know what? You and I are going to have to pay these loans off. The people, they're just going to say, well, they had all got defaulted on you guys again. We're going to borrow a bunch more money from the Chinese. They're going to want some more of your property, but we have to pay this shit off for these goddamn thieves, because they're just too big to fail. And I know it was goddamn fraud, and this is like a rerun of fraud. But you know what? They're too big to jail. Amusingly, the new program, which is called Home One, full brochures below, I shouldn't have to say that, puts Freddie Mac in direct competition for mortgage business with the Federal Housing Administration, which also only requires 3% down on some mortgages. Furthermore, according to Freddie Mac, this new offering is not replacing its home possible 3-down mortgage. Rather, the program is meant to complement the home possible program, which will still be available to low and moderate income borrowers. Freddie Mac's Home One mortgage is part of the company's ongoing effort to support responsible lending. Provides a substantial home ownership and improve access to credit. Danny Gardner, Senior Vice President of Single Family Affordable Lending and Access to Credit at Freddie Mac, said in a statement. I love it. I want to get down here. I don't want to go through this whole damn article, but there was one part down here. I'm going to try and get it here. Okay, the Home One Mortgage will provide our customers the flexibility they need to help borrowers anywhere in the country achieve their milestone of home ownership and overcome the common down payment resource hurdle. Gardner continued, Home One is a great solution for aspiring home buyers to grab that first run of the property ladder and enjoy the financial and social benefits of participating in home ownership. Let me see here. I'm not seeing it. Here it is. There is one. Go ahead. Sorry.
They don't have to have anything when they loan it to you. That's the thing. They don't have nothing, but they can just write you a check with nothing.
Charlie, you don't have to have an income to get this. That's what I'm looking for here.
Yeah. No, I'm saying that the bank. They don't have no money.
Well, the whole idea is for the banks to crash, and these are the same banks that are running the credit lines for these little companies that they got all the slaves working at, you see. And then all the slaves who went out and they're just barely making it, thinking they can actually buy a home. You see, when that credit line is pulled by that bank who defaulted on all of these loans and the big bank took it over, and then they're going to get paid for all those loans. Well, then those people lose their jobs. They can't pay these loans. And then these loans that were rated AAA derivatives take those people's 401ks, what little money they might have ever had saved, period. And hey, you know, we can do it again in 3 or 4 years. This is insane, people. I want to get this here, man. It gets better. Let's see, percent value. Freddie Mac said that the new mortgage is designed for first-time homeowners who currently make up nearly half of all home purchasers. According to Freddie Mac, a Home One mortgage must be underwritten through its loan product advisor, which makes a complete risk assessment based on several factors as it relates to credit capacity and collateral. Additionally, the one home mortgage is offered only for conforming fixed rate mortgages that are secured by a one unit primary resident, and at least one of the borrowers must be a first time homeowner. There is one potential hurdle. When all the borrowers are first time buyers, at least one borrower must participate in home ownership education in order to qualify for the mortgage. Yes, you may have no income here. You may have, I want to say this is what they're doing, people. You may have one may have no income and still qualify, as long as one watches a few videos explaining why having an income is critical to avoiding having another housing market crash or something. I just read that to you. I can't believe I read that, but this is how blatant it is. Last time they were a lot more sneaky about it. They're coming right out, man. They're gonna do it again, people. That was a $20 trillion goddamn fraud that they got paid off on. They're going to do that in a war. I mean, you're talking just a rerun from the Bush 2. U.S. starts processing asylum seekers slammed by Trump. Oh, you mean they came up and they put the army down there and everything and they're just coming on in? Is that what they're not going to tell me that in this article, are they, people? They wouldn't do that. This is from Mail.com, sent in by Sunfire for discussion on From the Trenches, WorldReport.com. U.S. border inspectors allowed some of the Central American asylum seekers to enter the country for processing, ending a brief impasse over lack of space. But the migrants who crossed Mexico in a caravan may face a long legal path, until they come in and file that first lawsuit in the 9th District Federal Courts in San Francisco, and they put an injunction down saying you cannot do this to these people. You have to turn them loose like the ones before them. Otherwise, you're discriminating against them. You're profiling them. Caravan organizers said 8 members of the group criticized by President. I like they throw in it. Criticized by President Donald Trump that traveled from southern Mexico to the border city of Tijuana were allowed in to be interviewed by asylum officers, but U.S. Customs and Border Protection did not provide a number. About 140 others were still waiting in Mexico to turn themselves in at San Diego's San Ysidro border crossing, the nation's busiest, said Alex Minsing, project organizer for Pueblos Sin Fronteras, which is leading the caravan. This organization, I guarantee you they're getting money from Soros. This is a financed invasion, isn't it? This is financing an invasion. The spirits are high. There was good news for everybody. Min Singh said on the Mexican side of the crossing moments after learning that some were allowed in. U.S. attorneys who volunteered advice in Tijuana last week warned the Central Americans that that parents may be separated from their children and be detained for many months while their asylum cases are pending. And this is what they're going to do. With the first ones that are separated from their children, there is going to be a federal lawsuit filed in San Francisco in the Ninth Circuit Court. And the communists are going to say, you cannot do that. You're not, we are ruling. This is just cruel and unusual. You're going to turn those people loose. You're going to give them, well, you're going to give them their check. You're going to give them their goddamn plane ticket. You're going to give them their bus ticket. You're going to take them to where they want to go. And you're going to accommodate them in every way. You're going to watch their children while the fat ass women go down and sit in the beauty parlor and get their toenails painted. You're going to take care of this stuff for these people. You're just going to do it. And Trump's going to go, that's not right. And it's all wrong. And the immigration laws are all messed up. No. You're just not enforcing the goddamn law. We understand. See, we figured this out. I mean, I even heard, I know you guys aren't going to believe this, but one of the Fox, commentators brought up the point that you know what, they're safe in Mexico, aren't they? They can't claim asylum here. I heard it today, people. See, it pushes up, finally it gets so blatant on either end of it, whether it's them pushing this in our face and showing how blatant it is, or we push it back and say, yeah, we see how blatant it is, and it's even this more sick. We understand that these people can't even claim asylum because they already have asylum in Mexico. What are they trying to upgrade? Anyways, back to this article. Spirits are high, man. I bet they are. Asylum seekers are typically held up to 3 days at the border and turned over to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. If they pass initial screenings as asylum officer, by asylum officers, they may be detained or released with ankle monitors while their cases wind through the immigration courts. That can take years. I mean, it's the same old shit. They just don't want to tell you. They're coming in. They walked right past your army. They walked right past your border patrol. They gave you the fingers. They were going by and waving their Honduran flag. And now they want your job. They want your house. They want to come up and hack your children up with a machete so that they can join the gang too. Nearly 80% of the asylum seekers passed the initial screening from October. But few are likely to win asylum. The denial rate for El Salvadorians seeking asylum was 79%. So we're paying to return 79% of these son of a bitches around that we have to let through. We have to take a care here. 79% that are coming through don't have a right to be here. So 79% are coming in. They're getting all the goodies. They're getting to go to free Walmart for 2 years before they're even called up. And then they don't even show up for the hearings. They'll tell you that. So you're going to keep paying for them, even though they should be marked as a fugitive for not showing up. You would. I mean, goddamn, you didn't show up for a parking ticket. There's a warrant for you. SWAT's going to kick your door in at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they're going to shoot your dog. They might even shoot you. They might even rape your wife while they're at it because it's just gotten that far out of hand, people. And the Israelis have taught them how to treat their goyim. The denial rate for El Salvadorians seeking asylum was 79% from 2012 to 2017, according to asylum outcome information from Syracuse University. Transitional Records Action Clearinghouse, Hondurans were close behind with a 78% denial rate. So 79% of these people are coming in right now that just walked back. They're just saying, F you, F your phony frickin' army, F all of you. I'm coming in. Here's my Honduran flag. Get the fuck out of my way. I'm coming in. Get out of my way. And I'm going to be here. You're going to send the checks. You're going to provide the housing. Even when your own people are living in tent cities across this country, you're going to provide the housing. You're going to provide the education for my brats I drug along here. And you're going to feed my fat ass. And you're going to pay for my pedicures. Okay, you got it? You got that, you goddamn gringo? I mean, this is how pushy it's become, people. And I mean, they try to play it this way or that way. The bastards are up on the wall waving a Honduran flag. Why don't they just be spitting on you? It's Honduras, man. We got it right. When they plant their flag in that sand, that makes us Honduras, don't it? Where were we here? Syracuse University. Okay, Trump administration officials have rallied against what they call legal loophole. I mean, this is the play in the game from the other side. Like, there ain't nothing they can do about it. Bullshit. Anybody that stepped back and looked at this said, oh, yeah, you can do something about that. You can declare a national goddamn emergency. You can declare a fucking invasion. You got the numbers right there, and they're real numbers this time. Wouldn't that be something? You can say, you can start taking those goddamn communist judges and putting them in jail for obstruction of justice, for aiding and abetting invasion. Just call it what it is. I mean, we've heard it called what it is just one time, you know, through the side of the mouth from each one of them. Invasion. They're invading. Yeah, they're fucking invading. And then to play these games, I mean, this is all it is. This is to entertain you this way and that way. And they're building this shit up for this goddamn fall election bullshit again. You see, they're going to tell you, man, we're going against the immigrants here. And it's going to, oh, man, now the immigrants hate Trump, who just offered all the DACA. Yeah, I'm going to, I mean, he extended the deadline. And then he actually said, I'll make all of you legal, man, all of this. I'm giving you everything. I want to give you everything you got. They hate him. Because they have to hate him, because we got another phony fucking election coming up here, and they need manufactured consent. They need the people. I mean, when you figure that only 25% of the population is coming out and voting, they do not have goddamn proper consent to be running this country. 25% are consenting for 75%. I don't think that looks real good. But how would it be if only 12% or 10% or 8%? If everybody who went to vote for goddamn Trump last time just went and just removed themselves from the voting rolls, I'm telling you, people, now that would, they would have to take notice of that. But no, what's going to happen here is either going to, it's good. They're building it up again because they know what flips your switch. It is that promise that they're going to remove their recolonization force, and they're going to let you be the colony again, and that they're going to just undo all the shit they spent years doing, and they're not going to do it. But they're going to come up, boy, they've got an adversary thing going now. Man, they're, God, they hate Trump because he's stopping all the, he ain't stopping shit. We just now read this. They just came through. There's already one big fat one sitting over at Walmart where the rest of the family's emptying the fucking shelves at the free Walmart. She's sitting there getting her toenails done. I promise you. He ain't stopping shit. And all of this is, like I said, a build up to that thing. And it's going to be them against us. And they're going to say, if you good Republicans don't come out there, if you don't come out there, this goddamn, there's no way we can stop this immigration thing. And you know what? If you do come out there, there's no way that immigration thing's going to stop anyway. You're just going to be fooled one more time. You're going to acquiesce to this shit for all of us. You're going to give consent for them to shit on every one of us across this country. That's all you'll be doing. Because I'm going to tell you guys a little secret. No matter who wins this election, this fucking invasion is going to continue, because that is the intent of the international elite that have subverted your goddamn constitutional government and taken over your country for the Zionists there in Israel. And that's about as simply as you can put it. No matter what you do. And we told you this before you went out and voted Donald Trump, the showman in, the Zionist lapdog of Netanyahu. I mean, you see him walking. I seen him on a picture they were showing there talking about him being in. He's over to Israel, going over to Israel to suck Netanyahu's ass on Netanyahu. And you got the rabbi and you got Netanyahu and behind them, because you got a goddamn, when you're walking in rank here, you got rank. Who goddamn outranks who? And between them and behind them, well, is it the president of the United States or the lapdog? Coming up licking their butts. You're getting a war, people. You're going to get a bunch of wars. You're going to get Syria. You're going to get Lebanon. You're going to get Jordan. You're going to get goddamn Iran. And I think you're going to get Turkey. And it's all going to be just one more. I mean, you think about this. I mean, just taking Iraq, and Iraq ain't near as big as Iran. I mean, what was those investigations going on? You know, the $2 trillion in cash that was missing? The $2 trillion shipped out on pallets of $100 bills. Remember that was missing? You know, the $2 trillion where the paperwork on it was in the Building 7 and the files, the computer investigation of that crime was going on in the Pentagon, right where that 757 missile hit. And then the building fell down on the rest. You know, that $2 trillion, that was just $2 trillion of it. There was like $11 trillion, man. And they're looking, hey, what they're looking at here, people, they're doubling another $11 trillion. Run the scam. I mean, they're running it exactly the same. They're running the goddamn financial scam. And now they're running the goddamn war scam. And then the invasion continues. And, man, when they do go to a press conference, what are they talking about? Oh, that's a Russian investigation thing. I mean, what in the hell? What does that matter? Rome is burning, and they're fiddling. And that's all you can say on that thing. Back to the article. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has pledged to send more immigration judges to the border if needed. And do it, Jeff. And you know, this is it, people. This is the WFW of it, man. The professional wrestling. Jeff Sessions gonna send the badass prosecutors down there. And as soon as those badass prosecutors get down there and that first paper goes past their desk, there's going to be a federal lawsuit in the goddamn federal district court for the 9th district in the goddamn San Francisco, and a goddamn little communist judge is going to come up and go, no, you're not. No, you're not. Excuse me. You see what I'm telling you, people? Nothing's going to change. Anyways, let's see what Jeff Sessions is going to do. Oh, yeah, the immigration judge to the border if needed and threaten criminal prosecution. On Monday, the Justice Department said if, you know where this is, people? This is in San Diego. And you know what court they're going to go to? They're going to be in those goddamn California courts. And what court do they appeal to? All right, that's the Ninth Circuit Court. They're in San Francisco. On Monday, the Justice Department said it filed illegal entry charges on 11 people identified as caravan members. And I'm telling you, people, there's going to be some lawsuits over this. I mean, they detained people that were crossing into this country illegally, and they're going to pay a price for it. We're going to pay a price for it. We're going to probably, these 11 people, that's probably about $11 million. They get to come into your country and be a millionaire day one. And there's a team of lawyers waiting to make it happen. And they can make it happen because, well, they're in California. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said it processed hundreds of asylum seekers in the previous week, many of them Mexican, which contributed, you know, they keep going to this. Now, all these Mexicans, they're hitting it because they're getting away with it, you see. And they got this spotlight on it where we're going to have to watch them walk across our border, hand them the goddamn keys to our goddamn country, and walk right past us and take it. We're just going to have to watch that, and they know it. Everybody's heading down there. They can get there as quick as they can to be a part of the show because these people here are the ones that might get detained. These are the people who are the potential lawsuits. These are the potential new millionaires in the United States. Every one of them, because Trump's going to try and make his show of doing something when he's not doing shit. It's all just a show. And the ones that he goes to touch, whew, he's going to make his point when they turn around and sue the federal government and sue the people, and they have to pay them millions of dollars. Watch what I tell you. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. I got to put something on. Thank you. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Kid Rock with Born Free. We listened to there at the break. To the next article. I hate always just beating this. God damn it, but this is a problem. We are invaded, people, and people better start treating it that way. These son of a bitches, they're making no bones about it. They're coming to take what we have. We can't be nice about it on any front. U.S. May Day immigration protests target Trump. Fall elections, bullshit. This is just for the production again. I mean, you got to have the two sides going at each other. I mean, what they're going to, you know, it's like this. All you guys that went out there and were fooled by Trump and had, you know, got the egg on your face. We told you exactly what the son of a bitch was going to do. Now they're going to tell you, you got better come out here. If you don't, these Democrats, these goddamn communists, they're going to take it over. And they are. And it doesn't matter because he's a communist. They're all communists. It's just to keep the ball rolling and get acquiescence from the people. Or at least a tiny portion of them so you can claim some goddamn right to do what you're doing that can't exist. Anyways, this is from mail.com. It was sent in by Sunfire for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Immigrants say President Donald Trump's administration has become almost everything they feared. I mean, what? He extended your DACA? He offered to, make DACA permanent? I mean, just goddamn offered this amnesty, the same thing that fucking Obama was offering you. And now he's everything they feared. And he will be clear up to November, people, when you get the next fraudulent election. So you can fraudulently go out and acquiesce for the rest of us who know better than this shit, you handful of idiots. Everything they feared, but while they rally across the United States on May Day, their focus is less on huge turnout Tuesday than on the first Tuesday in November, because we're going to play election again, people. Somebody's got to come out and give consent for all this shit, for all this treachery, don't they? Marchers and other demonstrations for labor and immigrant rights, International Communist Day. That's what this is. This is, like, when I say these are the communist masses, this is the international communist masses. Labor and immigrant rights were planned from Florida to New York to California on International Workers' Day. That was established with the communists. That's International Workers' Day. That's a communist day. I mean, as people who... I don't know. We're not supposed to be workers. We're supposed to be entrepreneurs. We're supposed to own this country. We're supposed to all be wealthy. We're not supposed to be playing these third world games. Workers' Day and come amid similar actions worldwide. The Trump administration has made very clear that they've declared war on the immigrant community on all levels. Oh, yes. And look at the casualties, would you? Look at them on that fence. Look at them on the other side with the Honduran flag on our side and on our beach and tell me, oh, yeah, he's just man. Also, a lot of them's done come through, aren't they? And they're still coming through right past the army, right past the border guards, coming up and getting their checks and their ticket to free Walmart. Workers' Day, the Trump administration, their war on them, a war on the immigrant community on all levels, said Javier Valdez, co-executive director of the advocacy group Make the Road New York, whatever in the hell that is, how many communist organizations are facilitating this invasion? Right in our faces, these son of a bitches are breaking the goddamn laws put in place to protect you from this, but they quit enforcing those laws. But if you can keep them Republicans and get more Republicans, you can get, well, more tax breaks for the filthy rich. That's what you get. Immigrant rights groups have joined in May Day activists for more than a decade, initially to push back against harsh legislative proposals and later to clamor for reform and legal status for immigrants in the country illegally who were brought to the United States as children or overstayed their visas. They have rights here, goddammit. They have representation. We don't. Now they want to drive to drive turnout in the midterm elections. Advocates hope voters target lawmakers who have pushed for measures that hurt immigration and replace them with immigrant-friendly policymakers. Now, this is going to be it. See? I mean, every one of them is going to come out on the Republican side. We got to stop this. If you let them guys take over, man, then the immigrants are just going to pour over the border. Well, they're already pouring over the border, and they're going to continue to pour over the border. We understand this. You're just trying to play another con to get some more acquiescence from the people. Said Angelique Salas, executive director of the Coalition for Human Immigrant Rights in Los Angeles. I mean, how many, like I said, how many of these groups are out there advocating for foreigners? While our people are, you know, in tent cities across this country, little kids living in goddamn squalor and cold, American nationals. Nobody talks about them. You don't see them on the films. You don't see nobody, road crews or CNN following them around in their daily plight, do you? Elections have consequences, and the consequences for our community have been dire. And if we do not change the balance of power, we question our ability to remain free in this country. What do you mean the balance of power? You got the Ninth Circuit Court. That's the power in this country, evidently. From what I can see, whatever that goddamn creation is, whatever that illegal institution is. She said, protesters still are taking aim at policy changes under Trump, including a country-specific travel ban, the end of the Deferred Action Childhood Arrivals Program. What do you mean the end of it? It is not ended. And their orders were issued from the Ninth Circuit the other day that they would not only weren't they ending it, they had to keep start adding more to the rolls, you see, on this program that they're talking here. See, this is a game, people. You all know about the goddamn the Ninth Circuit ruling the other day. Nationwide, you're gonna keep start enrolling more. The ones that didn't get enrolled. We're continuing this program. Ended. I mean, what the hell are you? Well, we know what the hell they're talking about now, don't we? Childhood arrivals program, high-profile detention and deportation efforts, and proposals to cut back the overall numbers of people allowed to immigrate permanently. That was the family thing, you know. You got to let this poor little kid in, you see. This poor little kid, they just came, their mom drug them by the hand. They didn't want to come here. They want to stay home in Mexico. But their parents drug them over here. So you got to accept them. And you got to accept the parents, the grandparents, all the relatives in Mexico. They get to come too, by the way. Shh, don't say that. This is about children, don't you know? Trump and his supporters say the enforcement and policy changes are needed for national security and economic benefits. Some of the new policies have gotten tangled up in court. Oh, have they? You mean every goddamn one of them? Every pretense that they make of doing something about this? The Ninth Circuit Court rules that's unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional to tell foreigners they can't come in here and take everything. We gave it to them. We're the court. We're the Ninth Circuit Court of Communists, and we have given it over, and so that's just the way it is. We signed it, and we put the stamp on it. And Trump hasn't secured funding for his coveted border wall with Mexico. Well, who was supposed to pay for that, people? I think, man, it's been a long time ago, and, you know, we're not supposed to have a memory span no more than that of a head of cabbage. Let's see now. Oh, that's right. Mexico was supposed to pay for that, right? You know, Mexico that was supposed to pay for that border wall that now we're looking at Mexicans coming up and asking for a goddamn refugee status. Well, that's how you get in. You got to say refugee and you got to say it in Spanish. Hell, can you sort the Hondurans from the Mexicans if they really wanted to mix themselves up? I don't think so. After the rallies, immigrant rights groups will join, LGBTQABCDYRL and African American and women's organizations this summer to push for the election of new leaders. Salas said, adding that they hope to see more support from Americans who aren't immigrants. And you see what I'm saying here? This is these people here, they're talking about, we're going to change who the election. These are foreigners. They have no goddamn rights in this country. Oh, no, we're a corporation. We're a nonprofit corporation. And we're formed, we're the, whatever in the hell this last one was up here, immigrants, liquor outer for our peoples. And we have financing. And so, we're going to make laws, even though we're not from this country. It's come to that point. African-American and women's organizations this summer to push for the elections of new leaders, Salas said, adding that they hope to see more support from Americans who aren't immigrants. It is really a fundamental question about what kind of country we're going to be. Really? I think we settled what kind of country we are back in the 1789 now, didn't we? Or, yeah, 1789, that's when the Constitution, the Bill of Rights added to it, was all put together. Maybe, about 89. At any rate, we're going to decide what this country's going to be. This is what these goddamn outsiders, they're here now. You have your colonization force sitting in America, and they're saying it's really a fundamental question about what kind of country we're going to be. We're going to be we've decided we want this to be a communist country, you see. We like communism. I mean, that's what we came up here from, a communist regime down in Honduras. But we want communism here because all we got to do is sit here and pull the goddamn, vote these ballots and go out in the streets and, burn things and make all kinds of trouble, and we get free shit, everything. Just checks sent to us in the mail that our women can sit in the goddamn beauty parlor with their fat asses and get their nails done. Our kids are going through getting the free Walmart, man. I mean, why shouldn't we? And people try to act like there's some kind of, any kind of goodness in these son of a bitches. These people know what they're doing. These frickin' Hondurans know exactly what they're doing. These El Salvadorians know exactly what they're doing. These Guatemalans know exactly what they're doing. These Mexicans know exactly what they're doing. They're laughing at you. They're laughing at me. They're coming up here and saying, I'm getting free Walmart and you're fucking going to work and pay for it. Gringo. Got it, gringo? Because you owe us, you see. Anyways, I thought this was a good one. Police cadet quit. Exposed department for training cops to view public as cockroaches. They're at war with. Well, of course they are. Whatever is your point?
What does that mean, the free Walmart? I don't understand.
You don't know about free Walmart? You live in
Texas? No, I don't listen to TV. I don't watch TV, so
you've got to go down to see it. You go down there, and all these people, as soon as they get across the border, they're handed big checks, and they go to get free Walmart. They go through the store, and they load shit in the baskets. I've watched them, Charlie. That's free Walmart. Yeah, I'm telling you what, well, if you get to go to Walmart, and I have to pay for it, it's a free Walmart for you, ain't it, Charlie?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's what free Walmart is. In fact, it's free, but actually Charlie's paying for it down there in Texas. So all you people that want to, if you see Charlie on the street, you need to say gracias, gringo. Yeah, free free Walmart.
Not me. I ain't paying it. I don't pay taxes.
Oh, you don't? Well, goddamn. Oh, I salute you then. But you're going to have to give them something, Charlie. This just can't be let go. You own property, don't you? Pay property taxes?
Well, I'm fighting it, but yeah, you're right.
I knew it. You're giving them free Walmart, dude. Anyways, back to free to these guys here. It takes at least 4 years this is from Free Thought Project, by the way, sent in by number one for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. It takes at least 4 years of college for an enlisted person in the military to become a military officer, which is quite a contrast from a mere 9 months it takes for a police officer to earn the same title. But according to a group of 10 former Austin Police Department recruits who wanted to become peace officers, just like the military, the Austin PD is training warriors instead of guardians. Well, of course they are. I mean, if you're going to give free Walmart away and make people pay for it, sooner or later the people are going to turn on you, and you better have somebody vicious there to get their ass back to the grindstone to pay for all those goddamn free Walmarts. The former recruits are now blowing the whistle and claiming that the type of mentality they encountered is not what they signed up for and is not representative of the greater Austin community. KVU, it's representative of this country. This is what it is, people. I mean, every once in a while somebody comes out and goes, wow, man, did you see this? I discovered, no, this has been going on forever. This has been going on for 30, 40 years. I mean, this hardcore policing, and getting worse every day as they taking them over to Israel and teaching them how to treat us like Palestinians. Summer Spisak, a 38-year-old former tech employee who participated in 9 weeks of the 8-month academy last year, said instructors told her and other cadets they would punch them in the face if they said they wanted to be police officers to help people. Yeah, because you're not. You're a private cop. You're there to beat people down for the corporation, just like the goddamn real military is. Only they beat people down in other countries for the corporations. Spisak and others are now sounding the alarm for the public. Oh, really? We didn't know about this. Saying police are being trained to view community members as the enemy and not as their fellow citizen. No, I will not believe that if our boys in blue. It's so different from what is portrayed. It's so different from my expectations of the Austin Police Department. Spisak said, concluded. KVUE continued by describing another former recruit's observations of the police training currently being implemented at the Austin PD. Jonathan Murray, who now works in sales for Dell, said instructors repeatedly degraded the homeless and prostitutes, referring to them as cockroaches and suggesting that they find a transient if they were bored and wanted a felony arrest. Oh, gee, God. The way that we're treated by our loving police. Viewing sex workers as insects and the homeless as potential targets for prosecution differs vastly from the generalized public perception of officers as those who are sworn to protect and serve. Well, it's all the cop shows. I mean, everybody wants all these cop shows, on, you know, the propaganda cop shows. And it shows that, well, I mean, even the cop shows show them that they're, you know, blatantly in violation of the People's Bill of Rights and the people's, and they're breaking the peace themselves. They are the gangsters. Let's get real. But, I mean, even it started out, you know, back with Dirty Harry, you know, the goddamn people getting off on them technicalities. This is how it all got down, and people, they watch, they love Dirty Harry, man, that big old gun, boom, he's shooting them bad guys. And then, nah, goddamn, that guy, he kidnapped a whole goddamn busload of little kids and walked right out the fucking door because Dirty Harry beat a confession out of him. Damn it. If it weren't for that damn old Bill of Rights, man, things could be better in this country, and boy, did they progress. And then the cop shows kept on. People, that's what the people, I watch these people, they go in and I cannot watch a cop show. I cannot watch 1 minute of one. How sickening. I mean, goddamn, man, this is the problem. People watch that shit and people want to, you know, they gravitate to it. They like to watch the goddamn violence that these cops, but never understanding what they're actually looking at, which is typical of Americans. You know, watching the cop beating a person down or, you know, just slamming somebody down up against the wall for no goddamn reason because I want to look in your pockets. Or, you know, I could count out violations all day long if I just watched 10 minutes of it. At any rate, here's your training. I mean, this is, see here where we portrayed. It's so different from my expectations. That was it. KVU continued by describing another former cadet. That was it. Viewing. Okay. Both Spazik and Murray joined 8 others who voiced their concerns in a letter to 2 different news agencies. Their objections were met predictably with denial by the Austin Chief of Police, Brian Manley. I guess it is, who claims his cadets are trained to be both guardians and warriors, because we need both. We need heroes. We train our officers at the Austin Police Department to be guardians, but to have the ability in the moment to become a warrior when it is necessary and sick that dog on somebody who's handcuffed and watch it chew on him and put that sadistic smile on your face. That's what we're working for. Law enforcement is a profession where you have situations where you have to go in and use force. To beat the people down, to go into somebody's house or the wrong house and shoot them and shoot their dog, to protect yourself or the community. But the vast majority of the work we do requires that guardian mindset, the guardian training, he called it. Part of the motivation, it seems, to train police to be warriors comes from the false perception that there is a war raging against law enforcement. There are absolutely zero statistics to support the claim that there is a war on cops at work on the streets of America. But when you're building a police state, you have to have a problem to have a solution, you see. And the solution is more cops, bigger police state. While there are less than 75 officers who are killed by bad guys with guns each year, more officer deaths are attributed to suicides than homicides and vehicle accidents combined. Therefore, there is hardly any justification to train police to become warriors. Critics would likely contend instead responsible academy training should understandably focus more on preventing suicides and depression than learning than learning the public is the enemy, to be referred to as cockroaches. Much of the criticism involving police officer training undoubtedly comes from the teachings of, I guess it's retired, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. As the Free Thought Project has reported, his lectures on killology are routinely given to law enforcement leaders throughout the country. If any single police officer trainer can be credited with promulgating the warrior mindset throughout the nation's law enforcement agencies, it's Grossman. Through his instruction and speaking engagements, Joss Ells of the Men's Journal had an opportunity to attend one of Grossman's lectures and interview the controversial police trainer. Ellis and Grossman grossly exaggerated the notion that police are engaged in a war on the streets of the United States, claiming, like other national leaders have done, the streets of America are more dangerous than they have ever been. Grossman encourages recruits to study how to kill and when to kill, and that kill when you want to kill. What do you say? Oh, I was in fear for my life. But it was a six-year-old running away from you. Yeah, I was in fear for my life. Okay, that's good. You're good. But his facts are simply false. Not only is violent crime lower than it was in the 60s and 70s and 80s, but fewer police officers are being killed now compared to the days of alcohol prohibition, Ellis writes. Over the past 2 years, he has spoken to more than 100 departments around the country. There's probably no one in America who trains more cops. There's almost certainly no one who trains cops who is better known. Grossman and all he represents in the eyes of many is precisely what is wrong with the police academy. Academy trainings. And then what's wrong is the whole goddamn thing's not supposed to exist. All of these policing forces across this country, these corporate policing forces, they can't exist. They are in violation of the well, what am I saying? We have an open contract. We are at war. The very notion that there's any restraints on these people in any quarter is laughable. And I mean, it's just, oh, I'm a corporation. I can hire anybody I want. They can beat you down. What, they killed you? Well, let me see. Oh, I'm sorry. They were following our policy when they killed you. So, yeah, there's nothing. No, I'm sorry. We've exhausted the administrative relief, and that's all you're going to get. Have a nice day. Anyways, guys, we made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, just stay rational and try to deal with the crazies out there, I suppose. And that is The Word from the Trenches.